rush. All too often, we give up on our dreams because creating new things is hard and progress is often slower than we'd hope. But Zechariah 4:10 reminds us, "Do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin." God entrusts big things to people who are faithful with small things. So what if we do what we can today and leave the results to God? It's good to celebrate small beginnings, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, the senior pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air Conditioning. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama license number 17022. Alabama Heating and Air Conditioning.
Hi, everybody. Here's your forecast. A little more tolerable out there today than the last few days. Mostly cloudy, a little cooler with a high in the upper 70s. There is a slight chance you may run into a passing shower here and there. The chances are relatively small. Tonight, partly cloudy, cooler. Overnight low 56. That's not bad. Tomorrow, sunshine dominates. Comfortable. High 79. Friday, increasing clouds again. High 78. Then a risk of showers returning Friday night, and especially scattered showers and thunderstorms out ahead of a frontal system on Saturday. Then behind that front, breezy, cooler, upper 60s Sunday, and how about perhaps the middle 40s by Sunday night, Monday morning? From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, and find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. Fall is here and Ace is the place for all of your outdoor power needs. We proudly sell and service Steel brand chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and much more. Steel is the preferred brand of landscaping professionals and DIY homeowners as well. And of course, we have hand rakes and leaf bags to get those fallen leaves under control. Capital City Ace is located at 3215 Taylor Road, Montgomery.
Introducing the all-new 2019 Subaru Forester. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive with 33 miles per gallon, plus standard EyeSight driver assist technology. The Subaru Forester, the SUV for all you love. Come test drive the all-new 2019 Forester at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway actual mileage may vary. EyeSight is a driver assist system that may not operate optimally under all driving conditions. The driver is always responsible for safe and all attentive driving. System effectiveness depends on many factors. See your owner's manual.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Guys, welcome back in 6 minutes after 10 o'clock. It's always a good time to play Metallica. Always a good time to play Metallica. Guys, I got a couple of birthday announcements. You remember one Sam Marsal who used to work here?
Yes.
Turned the big 4-0.
Really?
Yes.
Happy birthday, Sam.
If you see Sammy Marsall, tell him happy birthday and maybe buy him around. Will Meacham also has a birthday today.
Will Meacham?
But nobody will tell me how old he is.
Well,
I'm thinking like 43.
Don't say it.
That's how old I think he is. I don't know. I mean, I really don't. Maybe 45 at the oldest. He doesn't look old. I don't know. Of course, as I get older, old people look younger. Have you noticed that?
Oh, hell yeah.
As you got older, old people start looking younger?
Yeah.
You know, 60 used to be like ancient to me.
Now, Believe me, I am.
Now as I approach, well, but when I was like 15, 60 was old. You know, that was grandparent age. When, as I approach 40, 60 seems very young and spry. Wonder why that is. Anyway, happy birthday to all those folks. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. I took a little heat for saying that I don't care if the bald eagle goes extinct. I don't want the bald eagle to go extinct. I'm all in favor of bald eagles. Love bald eagles. They're the greatest eagles ever. Actually, they're not. They're a little better than chickens. But, I mean, in terms of its benefit to the American psyche, it's great to have bald eagles flying around. But I'll always put humanity first. I'm a sucker that way. Our number, 272-9228. Randall.
Happy birthday, Will. I mean, and that joke is 40. I can't believe it. He looks about 30. But, yeah, man, and you right. I mean, humanity before animals. I mean, I hate to say it like that, but, I mean, everybody's throwing all the cold. All I can say is volcanoes versus humans. It ain't even a competition. I mean, the volcano throw out so much more than a human being can ever do in a lifetime. If you go back and calculate it all up, it don't even make no sense. And going back to the first hour, and you talking about the caller seminar, thank you for the call. I mean, as a longtime caller, Jack, I'm going to tell you something, brother. It's welcome back. You have took that mic back over. And really, Jack, it's nice to hear you a lot more. I mean, it really is. And you got that confidence, like this morning coming on, my man. You ain't never called nobody out about being like. Anyway, damn, we're gonna get. But man, brother, welcome back, man. I love you, and I'm glad. You probably won't hard hear me calling. I love hearing you, Jack. Man, you bring that side that everybody needs. What we looking for? That laughter, that comic relief. You know, after Baron makes us tear up with pride and want to kill the FBI. You know what I mean?
Not kill. Close down.
Let's not. Right,
Baron,
right,
don't
want to
kill anybody.
Yeah,
right,
Jay.
All right.
Thanks, Randall.
272-9228 is the number if you want to get in 9 minutes after 10 o'clock.
Randall is telling me is that I need to be more assertive.
Probably something along those lines.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I like that look on your face when you become more assertive.
Well,
I've been told we'll have our cameras here Friday. People need to see the look.
I don't give a damn about these cameras.
Why are you
so lathered up about these cameras?
Because they have application. They have application. People want to advertise on those cameras, Jake.
Do they?
Yeah. That way the people at home that are watching, plus with the cell phones, I mean, people love watching stuff. People love watching stuff.
It means I can't come in shorts anymore.
Sure you can.
I'm talking about my boxer shorts.
Oh, not the ones you have on now.
Oh, yeah.
You have to put some pants on. Lori.
Hey.
Hey, Lori.
I had a political question.
Okay. You've come to the right place.
Sir?
You've come to the right place.
Okay. Good. I want both of you to give me your opinion about the governor's race. And I'm a Republican, and I plan on voting for Kay Ivey. I've never voted for a Democrat. But do you think with people wanting a lottery so much, do you think a lot of people might flip to the other side and this might be a close race, or is it going to be a runaway?
I don't think it'll be a close race.
I don't think lottery has anything to do with it.
Well, I do. I think people, because Walt Maddox has said openly he wants a lottery and Kay won't say one way or the other. Let the people vote. Well, bull, you know what? That's what Mentley said. That's what everybody said.
I wish we did have a lottery.
I do, too.
I wanted some of those tickets last night. I don't know if anybody hit. I don't know. It was really high. But I didn't want to drive over to you know, through Auburn, you know, go on the interstate. I don't think I'd do that. Just too far to go. And but yeah, I mean, but I would say, you know, if they did pass a lottery, there would have to be clauses in there as to where the money, it shouldn't go into anybody's pocket.
Well, and that's the problem of trying to pass a lottery is that the legislature, well, first of all, they're too coward to pass one. But then again, when somebody does file a lottery bill, there are always arguments about where's the money going to go, who's going to administer the lobby, I mean, the lottery, who's going to get rich off of it, is it going to be like when Siegelman passed it, people thought it was going to be friends of Don who were going to benefit.
They didn't think it. They knew it.
Well, they knew it.
They saw the plan.
So that's the big argument about the lottery is where's the money going to go and who's going to administer it and is it going to be fair and honest and all that. But Walt Maddox has said he's for a lottery. Kay has not really said, but I don't think it's enough that Walt Maddox is going to beat Kay on that issue.
I mean, he's not running on the issue. There's no lottery. You know, when Don Siegelman ran on the lottery, he ran on the lottery. Thanks for your call, Lori. He ran on the lottery.
He did.
Every single advertisement said, you vote for me, you're voting for a lottery. You vote for Don Siegelman, you know, basically, when you think Don Siegelman, you think lottery. I'm the lottery candidate. Walt Maddox isn't doing that. And frankly, it worked for Don Siegelman. I don't know why more people don't do that. I would run a nonstop lottery campaign and say, I'm the only one who will push for a lottery. No, everyone else is lying to you.
And make it your only issue instead of talking about infrastructure and taxes. And that would be...
These stupid claims about her health and all this. I mean, what a totally nonsensical campaign being run by the Democrat. It really is. It is all over the place.
Well, you and I disagree on that issue, so...
Well, I mean, there's nothing to disagree about. Either she did or didn't have a problem. But, you know, if she's got a letter released from her doctor, this is the letter released from Kay Ivey's doctor today. I've been Governor Kay Ivey's primary care physician for many years, and I'm aware of the hospitalization that took place in April 2015 while she was attending a conference in Colorado. She was discharged from the hospital on April 19th. I saw her in my office on April 20th. During my examination, I saw no evidence of a TIA, transischemic attack, and learned that the extensive workup done at the hospital, Denver Hospital, including an MRI and carotid ultrasound and labs, were all negative. Now, why am I to believe some state trooper over her dadgum doctor?
I don't know.
But what I'm saying, what medical training does a state trooper and the head of ALEA have?
Well, maybe the state trooper talked to the doctors at the hospital where she was held for a few days.
Well, this guy's saying he reviewed the records from the hospital.
Okay, all right. Well, I don't care if she had a TIA. I don't care. But what I do care is that some trooper guy, I just think that's wrong what she did when he reported what he thought he saw to his higher-ups. And she got pissed about it and had him transferred.
But again, you're only hearing his side of the story. Maybe he was trying to make a big deal out of something that wasn't true, and so he got reassigned.
I don't think Drew Brooks is that kind of a guy. I know him.
I don't
He's
know
a good guy.
Well, how do you know a trooper from Houston County?
He's from Montgomery. He got reassigned to Houston. The poor bastard had to drive 2 hours down there and 2 hours back every day because she ticked off the governor. Because he ticked off the governor. I think that's wrong. Sorry.
Well, happens. But, I just got to go with the doctor here.
That's not the issue.
Well, that's the issue they're trying to make.
Listen, I was working for...
Hold on. The headline is, Ivy doctor disputes claims she had mini stroke. The headline has nothing to do with a trooper that got transferred. That's the issue. That's the thing people are talking about. Did she have a stroke or not?
That's not what people are talking about either. They're talking about how they think that her office covered it up.
That's the Walt Maddox campaign through AL Reporter, which is their media wing.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but, you know, I worked for Perry Hooper Sr. He was Chief Justice. He had a TIA. I didn't know what it was. I got a call from Maryland the morning it happened and said, I've had to take Perry to Baptist Hospital. He had an episode this morning when he was getting dressed. It ended up being a TIA. We issued a press release that afternoon that he was in the hospital and what had happened. And We didn't try to cover it up. And I'm not saying she had a TIA because I don't know. I wasn't there, but they were not very forthcoming about
saying,
what happened.
If Brian W. Elrod, MD, puts his name and his signature on a letter saying, I've reviewed the records and this didn't happen, I got to go with the doctor on
this. I don't care. I don't disagree. We don't know if she did or didn't have a TIA. Her personal doctor said she didn't. But the fact of the matter is they were not forthcoming about it, and they fumbled around for like 3 days before they said anything about it.
Well, she was in the hospital.
Perry was, too, when I issued the press release.
Well, okay.
So altitude sickness, okay, fine, whatever it was.
Yeah.
But then, to get, I don't know. I just think it was very unfair to Drew Brooks, who was one of her personal security.
But you don't know what happened.
And neither do you.
I know. And all I know is the facts, Jack. And that's what I'm telling you. I have a doctor who said there was no activity. And if you have a trooper who disagrees with a doctor, I might reassign him, too.
I'm not talking about...
I might reassign a trooper, too, who is insisting on running around telling something that the doctor's disputing.
Well, I don't think he would know what a TIA was. You know, I didn't know what one was, so I researched it after Marilyn told me Perry had an episode. And so, you know, I'm just saying, I think to reassign the trooper is...
But you don't know why he was reassigned. But you're taking a position on it, and you don't know why it happened.
Well... No, I don't, but I'll...
What if he deserved it?
Okay, whatever.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, in other words, you're getting Walt Maddox's campaign's version. That's on ALReporter.com. That's the official wing of the Walt Maddox campaign.
I don't think you can fairly say that.
Oh, of course it is. The only stories they write are about Democrats. It's Mallory Hagan this, and Tabitha Eisner that, and Walt Maddox this. I mean, Joe Siegelman that. Every story they write is positive about Democrats. Every negative story they write is negative about Republicans.
Well,
that's it. I mean, it is a left wing Democrat press release outfit. It's where Democrat campaigns go to put their story on the internet so that they can campaign and say this hasn't been in the news lately. No, it hasn't. It's been on a blog, a left wing Democrat blog. And I'm telling you. You only have that left-wing Democrat spin on why that trooper was reassigned. You don't have the other side of it. Probably because they don't discuss personnel decisions. But I have in my hands a doctor's note from a doctor who said, I reviewed the records, and there's nothing of the sort on there. I have no reason to believe that doctor would lie.
I don't care about that. I'm not disputing that she didn't have a TIA. I'm just saying that... I just don't like when what happened to that trooper. I just think was unfair.
But you
unfair.
Don't know. You don't know that it was unfair. That's what I'm saying. You don't know. If you had a trooper and he's running around telling everybody, oh my gosh, the lieutenant governor had a stroke, and you didn't have a stroke, you might want to reassign him too. That's my point.
Well, my point is she doesn't treat her staff very fairly, and I know that for a fact.
Well,
I do.
Then that's
because I observed it when I
that's a
was
totally
doing
different
some work
argument.
For her.
That's a totally different argument.
Well, it may reflect on what happened to this trooper.
Yeah, maybe. Why wait 3 years to bring it up? A month, 2 weeks for a campaign.
Well, I don't disagree with that either. But an attempt was there was an attempt made to get clarity before. And I guess the doctor provided the letter before, but I don't know.
I got bad news for the Democrats. No one's worried about Tennessee invading Alabama anyway. So, I'm not sure it matters. We'll be back.
Said I don't want to leave you lonely. You gotta make me change my mind.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and as you know, the National Fair has a serious impact on many retail businesses. Well, Mr. Sandman is one of those. So in an effort to remain solvent, I have marked down a number of fabulous mattresses and beds. These amazing low prices will end on Halloween. Examples include a queen-size power adjustable bed with dual massage, advertised elsewhere for $10.99, while supplies last, $6.99. Several full and queen-size headboards for under $90, Twin foam mattresses, $89. King mattresses, $349. Nice queen mattresses, only $299. Mr. Sandman also has a number of floor samples at liquidation prices. We have financing and lease programs available. If you need a mattress or bed, at least visit us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery or on Highway 14 in Millbrook. You will see the largest selection of mattresses in Central Alabama. We're not pushy. We won't pressure you. Hopefully, you will find the right mattress at a great price. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Let's talk about personal loans for a second. At Guardian Credit Union, we want to help you get the money you need when you need it. We offer many loan options designed to help you qualify. With affordable monthly payments and flexible terms, Guardian has a loan just for you. Think real personal service. Think Guardian. MyGuardianCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today. Along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
Painting. He's up. He's ready for your call. 799-1284. Call him now. 799-1284. Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com. He will he'll be there to take your phone call. That's a double secret bat phone, by the way. That Riley Manning painting, 799-1284. That is a double secret bat phone. That is a that's a way to get in touch with him any time of the day. I mean, any time of the day. Goes right to his pocket. Other people, lesser people, who don't listen to News and Views, they have to call some office number. They get somebody at the office. They got to take a message. They got to get to Riley. I'll have Mr. Manning call you when he gets in. No, no, no. You listen to News and Views, you go right to Riley Manning. We bypass all that. 799-1284. 799-1284. You can check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com. He's got the Riley Manning guarantee. You pay only after the job's complete, only after you're satisfied. You also are going to get trained professional painters, not day laborers with paintbrushes like the other guys. You'll get trained professional painters. And, hey, 50-plus years in the business, the guy knows what he's doing. He obviously knows what he's doing. He's painted thousands of homes and businesses around the area. No job too big or too small for Riley Manning. Call him, 799-1284, 799-1284. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. Who's this?
Brew Baker.
How are you, sir?
Ben, I'm glad you're there today, Baron, because Jack is just suffering from too much Bill Britt radiation today. I would point out that on the lottery issue, I don't care what Walt Maddox says. All he can really say is he'll let the people vote because it's going to be up to the legislature at the end of the day. And why is it so hypocritical for Kay Ivey to say it when Maddox is in exactly the same place? Well,
What does that mean? I'm not following you.
Well, what it means is he's criticizing Kay, saying BS, she's going to let the people vote. I mean,
I see what you're saying. It's totally up to the legislature. Well, I'll say this to benefit. The governor does have a bully pulpit, and if the governor barnstormed the state campaigning, trying to put pressure on legislators.
I got news for you. The last time the lottery came up, I would point out to you that the lottery, with a Republican sponsor, passed both houses of the legislature and died in conference committee. And just to set the record, now, you know I was glad it died. My position is well known. Who killed the lottery that had passed both houses and the governor had committed to sign? Who killed it in conference? Do you remember?
No.
Jack?
I don't.
Well, that's because you don't want to, because the Democrats killed it. They got up and filibustered the conference report because the Porch Creek Indians decided they didn't like the bill. They wanted a single Republican to filibuster that conference report.
Why didn't they cloture them and pass it?
Because everybody, by the time they got through, it was the end of the session, and we had the budgets to go, and they said that if y'all run us over there, they were convinced it was going to do something bad to Shorter and the Green Track. It was mainly Bobby Singleton and the Green Track group, and Ben McGee got involved in it, and that was the end of it. But as far as it passing the legislature, the governor had said that if the bill was going to be signed, and it had passed both houses, and the Democrats killed it in conference.
Hmm.
And that's what happened. So as far as, you know, the legislature just refusing to do what the people want, I invite you to go back and look at the record.
Okay. We'll do that.
And the other thing is, we did kill the first lottery bill, but even you guys were against that one that McClendon had.
No, that was a terrible bill.
That said no one could regulate slot machines, the legislature. You want to put it in the Constitution that nobody on earth could regulate.
Well, not only that, they didn't want to put in the Constitution any limits at all on gambling.
On anything.
Yeah, and which would leave the legislature and the whims of the legislature to do whatever they wanted at any given time, and I'm not sure that people
would vote. That was a terrible bill, but the problem Walt's going to have is this. He has already fallen into the trap of promising the education community all the lottery money, even if it passes.
Yeah, that's stupid.
The general
stupid.
Fund, it was very stupid. Even without a lottery, the money that's going to be available for education is probably going to be the biggest education budget we've ever passed. And the general fund is going to be a minimum of $400 million in the bucket the day they go back. So all of his talk about infrastructure and all, unless he's got some new tax revenue that I haven't heard him talk about, the only new revenue I've heard Maddox talk about is the lottery. And what he needs to do, if he wants to sell that thing and go around the state and talk about it, is sell it as an infrastructure or health care bill, because giving a third of it to higher ed?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I mean, come on, that's nuts.
Yeah, higher ed has so much money.
Well, and they have so many resources that K-12 just doesn't have.
Well, but what it shows you is the same people running the Maddox campaign are just University of Alabama people.
Well, the major university systems do not get shortchanged in the legislature. And I tell you, you talk about something that cuts across both party lines, both the Democrats and the Republicans are scared to death of the higher ed law.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you for taking the call.
Hey, Dick,
I've enjoyed the program.
Hey, Dick, why don't you run for party chair?
they like me. I might run for the executive committee just for the fun of getting beat. But what I want is, I'll say it out loud, I have been lobbying the people who get to make the decision to get the next opening on the Ethics Commission, and then I'm going to try to get elected chair.
That'd be great. That is my political goal. That'd be absolutely outstanding.
Now, I also want to play linebackers for the Falcons. And my odds are a little better with the Falcons. Still, I have hope.
Well, I think party chair would be a fantastic position for you.
I don't think the people that donate money to Republicans, you know, the people that are the big mules, the people that matter, are the same people that were very happy that I didn't run for re-election, so I don't see the business council and the big associations letting me get anywhere near that position.
We'll see.
We'll see. Anyway, thanks.
Bye.
Thanks.
Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Mr. Sandman, 18 years, has been elected, voted the number one mattress store here in the River Region. There's a reason for that. He's fantastic. That's David Justice over at Mr. Sandman. Two locations now in the River Region. The bulk of those awards were racked up when they just had one location. Think of how much better they can serve you with two locations. One up in Millbrook on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General. Right here in Montgomery on Atlanta Highway, just across from the Dairy Queen. Mr. Sandman has the greatest brands. He's actually got some sales right now. They've got overstock going into the new year. And what happened is they're changing the model or something on one of these Certas, I believe. And so he's got too many of them. And he got to get rid of them so he can get some more in for the 2019 season. So you can get a deal right now. I mean, more than a deal. You can almost steal it from Mr. Sandman. Go in there and ask about those 2018 closeout models. Great, great stuff. They got the adjustable bases, pillows. They're stocked. They're stock full. And he's got great prices, next day delivery, the whole nine yards. So get by Mr. Sandman when you get the opportunity. Mr. Sandman on the Atlanta Highway or up on Highway 14 in Millbrook. When you think mattresses, mattress stores, you think Mr. Sandman, the mattress superstore.
Way on down south.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Remember when food came straight from the farm and fresh-cooked homemade meals were an everyday occurrence? Sweet Creek Farm Market does. Visit the Sweet Creek Cafe and enjoy freshly prepared farm-to-table meals with award-winning barbecue, ice cream, and famous sweet treats. Browse through our large farm market and enjoy lots of fresh produce. Sweet Creek has everything you need for your fall decorating. Pumpkins, corn stalks, hay bales, mums, and more. Bring the whole family to take a break from the city and appreciate the farm life by visiting the pumpkin patch and farm animals. Choose your homegrown pumpkin from the largest and best priced selection of pumpkins in town. The third annual Pumpkin Festival at Sweet Creek Farms begins this Saturday and can be enjoyed every Saturday and Sunday throughout the month of October. Sweet Creek will have live music, hay rides, face painting, and lots of sweet treats. Travel back to that simpler time by only going 2 miles out of town. Open 7 days a week, Sweet Creek Farms, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 and Pike Road.
At Nuke's Eatery, we believe in instant gratification. So a selection of our signature salads and sandwiches are always ready in our grab-and-go cooler. Sandwiches, soups, salads, sides, we make everything fresh every day. Flame-grilled, hand-sliced, made from scratch. We take our time so you don't have to. Just run in, grab, and go. Rushed lunch, hectic dinner, you never have to compromise for convenience. Dash in the grab-and-go entrance for something extraordinary, like the black and blue salad, loaded baked potato soup, chicken salad on croissant, or in a container for the whole family. This isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-thru. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nuke's, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion. Anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, Riley Manning Painting.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667. Or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Here's your forecast. A little more tolerable out there today than the last few days. Mostly cloudy, a little cooler with a high in the upper 70s. There is a slight chance you may run into a passing shower here and there. The chances are relatively small. Tonight, partly cloudy, cooler. Overnight low 56. That's not bad. Tomorrow, sunshine dominates. Comfortable. High 79. Friday, increasing clouds again. High 78. Then a risk of showers returning Friday night, and especially scattered showers and thunderstorms out ahead of a frontal system on Saturday. Then behind that front, breezy, cooler, upper 60s Sunday, and how about perhaps the middle 40s by Sunday night, Monday morning? From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
And then just wrote that.
Welcome back in. 21 minutes to the top of the hour. Played that for our friend Alan. He requested that. And he's going through a lot right now. His mom had a medical setback, and it didn't turn out well. And he'll be removing life support today in just a few hours. And just want to know we're thinking about him. It's amazing the people you meet through radio that you would have never met otherwise, and the impact they have on your life, and that you end up finding out a little bit about their life, and you hurt when they hurt. And people you would have otherwise not met. But he asked for Fell on Black Days. I said, I'll play you the best version of Fell on Black Days. That's a Chris Cornell acoustic classic. 20 minutes till the top of the hour. Our number, 272-9228, 272-9228. We'll get back to these phone calls in just a moment. I do want to tell everybody about our friends over at New Look Decorating. Brett Lanham, yes. And Brian Carr. Fantastic people. We got to get Brett back in the studio. He is so good on the radio. He's so good on the radio. You're going to love this guy when you go into New Look Decorating. You talk about somebody who is eaten up with the painting business, who loves decorating, who loves color matching, who when he finds the perfect color, when he finds the perfect wallpaper print, when he finds the perfect way to make your life better, it really changes who he is. He really internalizes all this stuff. He's a great, great human being. I wish everybody in Montgomery, we get a lot of bad rap in Montgomery about the service industry. oh, you're going to this business and you can't get anybody with good service. Well, New Look Decorating has Brett Lanham, the manager over there, Brian Carr. They do a great, great, great job. And they got designers on staff. They know what your needs are. They keep your colors forever. So if you forget and 10 years later you need a little touch-up, guess what? They've got it on file. They can match that color perfectly. So get by there. New Look Decorating. New Look Decorating on the Atlanta Highway. They got timeless wallpaper patterns. They've got beautiful paints. Benjamin Moore paints, the highest quality paint money can buy. And they've got it in all the price points. But Benjamin Moore's too expensive. No, it's not. Get in there. They've got paints in all the different price points. So get by Benjamin Moore, New Look Decorating on Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends into it, and tell them we said hey while you're in there. They'll appreciate it. Our number, 272-9228. Cranky.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Baron. Good morning, Jack. How y'all doing?
Good, thanks.
Hey, I picking up on your conversation about the mayor of Tuscaloosa trying to beat up on the governor. I mean, the Alabama Reporter article. I do care if she had a stroke because I like her and I hope nothing bad is going on with her. I will say this. The governor already has a press secretary. If the troopers want to be press secretary, they need to quit their job and put in for the job as press secretary with the governor, and maybe she'll pick them. That's not their business to be revealing her personal medical business. It's not their business to be revealing anything. And, you know, as far as it goes, you know, this is coming from Spencer Collier. My God, what a paragon of integrity and virtue right there. He was, Bentley's confidant, and then when things started going the way that he didn't like, all of a sudden he's got a problem with Bentley's ethical issues. And now he's the police chief of a dumpster fire called Selma. He's been, arrested for DUI.
Well, no, he wasn't arrested for DUI. We don't want to say that. He had a car accident, and they suspected, I guess, because they took a blood sample, and it came back with three different drugs in it. But he was never arrested for DUI.
Well, you know what? Let me revise that. He should have been arrested, because if it had been you or me, we would have been thrown under the jail.
Well, I'll say this: I did talk to somebody about that, and I sent a copy of his, and I said, would I have? If this was my blood, would I expect to be arrested? And he said, I probably would have arrested you if I was the trooper.
Well, this guy is as far as the confidential issues,
Let me just say one other thing. There's a piece to this puzzle, Cranky, that even you don't know, but I do.
Okay.
And I'm not going to say it on the air. But if you knew this last piece of the puzzle, and I think if the news knew the last piece of this puzzle, they would understand that Spencer Collier has motive and reason to try to destroy Kay Ivey. Motive and reason to try to destroy Kay Ivey.
Minor pieces of that puzzle missing, but you just clarified that a whole lot.
There's a reason after he was fired. Okay, there's three distinct time periods here. There's time when Spencer Collier is the head of Aaliyah and Bentley is governor. There's a time period in between where Spencer Collier is not head of Aaliyah. He's been fired, but Bentley is still governor. And then there's the time period where Kay Ivey's governor. We're in the third time period now. During that second time period, there were some things that happened that if they ever became public, there were some conversations, some negotiations. If those ever became public, Spencer Collier would lose all credibility. He may be brought up on ethics charges. I'm not sure about that. But nobody would be using him as a source on a website for a story involving Kay Ivey. Nobody.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, he's got zero credibility already. I mean, this is Cranky saying this, not the show. I mean, it's common knowledge. He's got a substance abuse problem. It was like that when he was still working for Bentley.
Well,
word out on the street, all of them knew about it over at Aaliyah.
I'm not going to say that, and we don't know.
I got you.
Yeah, word on the street doesn't mean it's true.
Yeah. Well, we got to go, Cranky. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Certainly. No, and I don't dislike Spencer Collier right now. I should, because he lied about me under oath, but I don't. I mean, I just... I just hate it that this I hate that this whole thing's happening, because I think it really reflects negatively on the state of Alabama. Jim.
Well, how you doing?
How you doing?
Good.
I can't hear you.
What are you saying?
You're muffled. Get your hand off your mic.
Yesterday was a special day. Midtown Pizza.
Oh, wonderful. That is wonderful.
Yeah. So, anyway, I was going to tell you that I got a meatball soup and pizza. It was spectacular. So,
did you get some of that Midtown Pizza Kitchen on the microphone of your phone there? And we're having trouble hearing you because of that?
No, I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah, you're moving your phone all over the place, because sometimes you're clear and sometimes you're not.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. So you guys have a great day, and keep up good work.
We're doing all we can. I appreciate it. Thank you. How did you know who that was? How did you know when the birthday was? Excuse me.
He mentioned it. You don't listen.
Oh, I do listen. I could barely hear. I think I'm deafer than you. I could barely hear what he was saying.
Well, that'd be hard to be.
What, deafer than you?
Hell yeah.
Why?
Can't hear myself.
Well, he mentioned Midtown Pizza Kitchen. We ought to tell him a little bit about it. It's one of the finest restaurant establishments in 10 states. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, fine Italian dining in a casual, relaxed atmosphere. And it is, let me tell you, the price point, I keep telling them the price point too low. I'm not working against our audience, by the way. I'm just saying, I mean, I've eaten Italian food all over the country. I love Italian food. Some of my favorite. And I just can't believe it when I walk in there and I realize I can get a slice of lasagna and a salad for lunch for $9. Or I can get a slice of pizza the size of Kansas and a salad for $9. Or I can get the daily lunch special, which this week is rigatoni bolognese, the daily pasta special, available for dinner too, with a salad for $9 at lunch. I can't believe it. I mean, I'm just beside myself. That rigatoni bolognese, by the way, with a big dollop of ricotta cheese on it. Oh, my goodness. Get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen and get
Wine
the chance.
Wine Down Wednesday.
Oh, Wine Down Wednesday. Half price wine from open to close. No reason you wouldn't eat there today, Jack. They'll be open in about 12 minutes. Start heading that way. We'll be back.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and supplies, and it's a refreshing alternative to that big box store experience. Instead, 4 Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the USA. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University, in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. If you have any questions, you can check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Join Jones Drugs on Saturday, October 27th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. as they partner with the police department for the National Drug Take Back event. Come by the parking lot of the Prattville, Millbrook, or Montgomery Fairview location, have a free hot dog, and bring your unwanted, unneeded, or expired prescriptions. That's Saturday, October 27th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm going to state a controversial opinion here, Campbell.
Love isn't always on time.
This is the best Toto song. Better than Rosanna, better than Africa.
Okay.
Love isn't always on time.
That was an editorial comment.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's formed by experience and accuracy. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in, 272-9228, 8 minutes till the top of the hour. This hour of the program brought to you by our friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223 if you want to get in touch with Kim Williams over at Alabama Home Mortgage. She came in yesterday and talked to us about how important it is to think about refinancing this time of year, if you're going to do it at all. This is the time of the year to do it, A, because we're in a rising rate environment. But B, because this is, look, if you get the application in now, you could potentially be closing in November or December, and you could skip a couple of house payments. Let's say you have a $1,500 a month house payment. What could you do with $3,000 to start off the new year? Pay down some Christmas debt, pay down some, end of the year stuff that comes up. Look, I get it. I know how it is. I know how all the insurances come due right at the same time of the year and all that. Just keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, can help you not only save some money on a monthly basis, not only shave years off your mortgage premium, I mean your mortgage payment, but she can absolutely 100% help you specifically this time of year, right around Christmas. So Kim Williams, 567-4223. NMLS number 1586368. She's in equal housing.
Hey, I wanted to say something. When Dick Brubaker called a minute ago, he said, he was telling us that the lottery bill passed the House and Senate, and there were different versions, so that it went to conference committee. And he said, "Do you know who killed it?" And I said, "No." He said, "That's because." He said, "Do you remember who killed it?" And I said, "No." And he said, "That's because you don't want to. That's not true. I didn't know." And I'm glad he shed light on it.
I didn't know either.
I wasn't aware of that. So
yeah, I didn't know
anyway,
either.
It's not like I knew and I was just not saying. I truly did not know.
Yeah. So. Our number, 272-9228, 272-9228, 6 minutes till the top of the hour. Cranky mentioned about the dumpster fire that's going on over in Selma. I myself was a fan of Dario Milton when he was in the House. I don't know how he's been as mayor of Selma. I guess he's been all right. But Selma has to lay off 68 city employees because of a budget snafu. And that's the kind of stuff that worries me. That's just, it sounds like mismanagement. Maybe the news is reporting it wrong? I don't know. It says he met with employees Monday to notify them of the layoffs, which take effect November 5th. There's a city council dispute with the mayor over whether the city's budget passed in September was balanced. The mayor claims the council didn't account for $1.2 million in debt payments and that he's going to have to lay people off in order to afford those debt payments. He also said the city may not even be able to make payroll this week, that services will be cut back, and some buildings may close. How the hell does this happen?
I don't know.
I mean, do they not have an accountant? Do they not have someone who manages the finances over there who can say, "Oh, by the way, Mr. Mayor, the budget is wrong"?
Well, Selma has never been known as the edifice of efficiency.
Well, no, but I mean, it's one thing to be inefficient. It's another thing to say, "Oh, our budget was so wrong, we have to start firing people," and then the city council arguing with you on whether or not. I don't know. I'm not trying to be... down on the city of Selma. I'm certainly not. But I don't understand how something like that happens. I don't understand how something like that happens. I'm not big on the French President Emmanuel Macron, but after he said something the last couple of days, I'm really not big on French President Emmanuel Macron. He was talking about what's going on over in Africa, and again, the liberals always want to try to limit population anytime they can. That's what they... here's the headline of an article in The Guardian. Emmanuel Macron, more choice would mean fewer children in Africa. Well, no kidding. If you're killing children, of course they're not going to live. I mean, that's just reality. He calls for chosen fertility. And that's the pro-choice movement. That's the pro-abortion movement over in Africa. That's what they call it in France, chosen fertility instead of pro-choice. And he asked for greater access to education, family planning for women in Africa. Well, I'm not against education, you know, I'm not at all. Family planning, you know, to each his own, you know, do what you feel is best. Not a fan of abortion. But here's what he said that bothers me. Now tell me, Jack Campbell, listen carefully to this quote, and you tell me the part that bothers the sugar honey iced tea out of me, all right? One of the critical issues of African demography is that it is not chosen fertility. I always say, present me the woman who decided, being perfectly educated, to have 7, 8, or 9 children. Any part of that jump out at you, Jack?
Yeah, because you have 7 children, and that would, if you were listening to what the quote was, that means the more uneducated you are, the more likely you are to have a bunch of kids. Isn't that what he's saying?
Please present me the woman who decided, being perfectly educated, to have 7, 8, or 9 children.
Well, that's exactly what that's saying.
That if we knew better, we wouldn't have chosen to have 7
and
children.
And that's BS.
This is the way liberals look at the world. This is the way liberals look at the world. This is the way liberals look at humanity. Children are a burden. And I'm sorry, I see this on Facebook all the time. People act like their children are... You know your children are going to read that one day, right? And they're going to realize how much you hated them the entire time they're growing up. Because I interspersed between the ever-so-rare positive things you see about children on Facebook, you are overwhelmed with people who act like they can't possibly contemplate raising their own children. That they're just too hard. That they're just too much. That they're just overwhelmed. Everything's terrible. They should have never had these children. All they do is this. Your children are going to read that. And one day it's going to have an effect on their mental capacity and their mental health. But anyway, besides that, I mean, besides the Facebook issue and besides modern, I cannot believe he would say this. You know how many people I know that have more than 7 children, 7, 8, or 9 children, that are perfectly educated, that understand the ramifications of it? That understand how the world and the human body works?
Three people I know come to mind. You, John, and Pete.
Yeah. Well, that's
y'all
just,
have a bunch of kids.
That's
y'all
just
are
them.
Pretty damn educated.
Well, let me tell you, I can keep going. I know a lot of people that have that many. Yeah, John has 9. Pete has 7. Or about to have 7.
Yeah.
But it's not just them. I mean, my friends, I'm not going to start naming people, but I got friends that just had their 9th here in town in the last few weeks. Quite educated. Probably more than Emmanuel Macron. Anyway. Macron's just mad that... Well, never mind. I'm not going to say that's ugly.